What's up, everyone? This is Daniel out of Motivation. I am excited about this podcast. Been wanting to talk about it for a while now. Don't give up, double down is the title. So I hinted at this in our last podcast, doubling down. I really want to dive deeper on this concept. This will definitely be a longer podcast. Planning and just being strategic with your money, with your business, with your marriage, with your family, with your relationships. You always need to be asking yourself one question. How can I serve? How can I serve my church, my husband? How can I serve my wife? How can I serve my spouse's family? How can I serve my clients better? When you start serving your church, when you start serving your family, when you start serving your spouse, an attitude of appreciation and gratitude, man, can shift an environment. When you double down, you will start seeing people care about you because you actually sincerely care about them. It's not rocket science. If you're willing to sacrifice all of your dreams for their future, your crew, your posse, your family, whatever you want to call them, will be willing to sacrifice and love you also because you're all in for them. But if you're not stepping up to the plate, if you're not stepping out of your comfort zone, if you're always with your mommy, your daddy, if you're always stuck in comfort and just being lazy or never commit to the process of winning in your business, in your life, never commit to being the change, never commit to being Christ, never ever will you see massive rewards where there's not massive, massive calculated risk and investment. So let's double down on serving. Talk about an unpopular title there. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. That's Hebrews 6:10. Help those around you even if they hate you. This is a hard word. Just continue to be the truth and light and love, even if they never appreciate you. Man, I wrote that and I was like, oh man, I do that. I serve even though they hate me. I give even though I know they'll never give back because I know I have to be the love of God and my conscience is stronger than almost my own will. And same thing with my self-discipline. It's like it takes over. Like I know what I have to do and I just go do it. So I want you to do that. And not being, you know, being okay with the fact that people don't appreciate you and just serve out of love, that's Christ, you know. Your job is to give not expecting anything in return, but to love with the love of God, the love of Christ, and the value this world needs, the love this world needs. When you live a life of love, when you're willing to help others, you're saying, hey, maybe if you make a small adjustment here, like get a job, your life will be easier. You know, helping your friends sometimes is just telling them the truth. So many people avoid the truth because it's not comfortable. So be the friend that is willing to say the hard stuff so your friends can ultimately have an easier life. So add value, serve your spouse, serve your business, serve your family more, jump out of your comfort zone, and even if they hate you, help them, love them, give without expecting, and remember to show that love of God and grace, and God will really shift the environment. He will shift their heart. This is Daniel out of Motivation. Your mentality creates your reality. You guys take care.